Well, guess what? Are you sick and tired of the Coles and Woolies duopoly? God, haven't we talked about this a lot on this program? And I know a lot of my listeners are sick and tired of not having choice. And in some regional areas, because we broadcast to many regional areas throughout Australia, are very, very frustrated that they actually don't have an IGA or an Aldi or anything else. It's either Woolies or Coles. And in some major regional cities, both. The Greens are now looking to introduce a bill that's going to grant powers to break up Coles and Woolies if they're found to be misusing their market dominance. What about this? The supermarket giants have faced accusations of gouging Australians to improve their profits and using their market power to squeeze out competitors and set the terms of trade. And while Coles and Woolies have denied price gouging consumers, several inquiries are scrutinising their behaviour. And the government's already promised it'll seek to act to lower the price of groceries. But the Prime Minister has ruled out one of those responses being divestiture powers like those that exist in the United States and the United Kingdom, which can actually force players like Coles and Woolies to sell off parts of their business if they're found to be misbehaving or behaving anti-competitively. So the Greens are going to force the issue in the Senate. To tell us more, Greens Senator Nick McKinn is online and is joining us now. Senator, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, Luke. You too, Luke. Thanks for having me on.
I think a lot of people are going to say, well, about time. How come it's taken so long? Because, look, we don't mind people making money here in Australia. And in fact, Dick Smith says, you know, at least Coles and Woolies are owned by Australians, Australian shareholders. If you want, you know, put your super into Coles and Woolies, you'll get a return. Dick Smith's really, really filthy with Aldi, who he says all their profits go directly overseas. But we do have a duopoly. And I think you'll agree with my introduction. In a lot of regional towns and cities that take my program, there isn't a choice.
No, that's exactly right, Luke. I totally agree with your introduction. And you're right when you say that the big supermarket corporations, Coles and Woolies, have had it their way for far too long. And look, they own collectively, between the two of them, about two-thirds of the market share nationally. And of course, that has led to them not only doing over farmers at the farm gate and crushing their suppliers, and we've had some pretty difficult evidence about that in the Senate inquiry, but also price gouging consumers. And ultimately, duopolies never lead to good outcomes. They always lead to lower prices for suppliers and higher prices for consumers. And that's what we're seeing in the supermarket sector.
Now, the big two are making profits of over $1 billion. And Dick Smith, I spoke to Dick Smith last week, to why it's fresh in my memory, Senator. He says that Woolies and Coles only make less than 5% profit on their purchases. Dick Smith had some of his own food items, as you would know, on the shelves in Coles. Are they making an outrageous profit?
Well, when you look at the international situation in countries like Australia, like, for example, the US and the UK, it does look like Coles and Woolies are making more profit or a higher profit based on the investment than many supermarkets in places like the UK and the US. But ultimately, we need in this country is more competition in the supermarket sector, and that would lead to better outcomes for farmers. And we've heard some really heart-rending evidence about family farms, the son or the children of the farmer not wanting to take it on because it's all too hard. So we need to do something to help our farmers, or we're going to end up with a corporate farming sector in Australia. And we also need to help consumers, and millions of Australians are really struggling to put a decent feed on the table.
Do you know what really concerns me, Senator, is that if our farmers don't get a fair whack for their produce. And I was talking to David Littleproud about this, and he said in his younger days he worked on a watermelon farm. And he said, you know, there's not too much middle handling that goes on with a watermelon. It goes out of the ground of the farm into a box and straight to Woolies and Coles. There's not that much markup that's necessary, and yet the markup is astounding. What concerns me, Senator, is if our farmers don't survive and they completely sell off the farm, our farms will be run by overseas investment, and that concerns me.
Well, absolutely, and it is a big danger that we're facing, the corporatisation of many of the sectors in Australia's primary industry sector, and particularly we are facing the corporatisation on one hand, and the other great risk is, of course, an over-reliance on international supply chains. Now, they're obviously already under significant pressure from wars, from climate change, and there's a real food security issue for our country. How do we keep feeding our country and guaranteeing that people in Australia can go to the supermarket and buy fresh fruit and vegetable if we have corporates running the farming sector and an over-reliance on international supply chains?
Well, Senator, I've got a feeling that you're going to get full support from the Liberals and the Nationals on this, so we'll wait very, very carefully and watch what happens. The ACCC has said that they believe the concentration of power in the supermarket sector makes it easier for there to be higher markups in prices. Yes?
Oh, no doubt about that. That's exactly what the ACCC have said. And they have said that if we had divestiture powers, which is what the Greens have introduced this week into the Senate, that that would lead to food and grocery prices being lower than they otherwise would. And we've also, interestingly, had the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Michelle Bullock, agree that some corporations are actually using a lack of competition to increase prices above what they need to meet increases in their input costs. So that is the very definition of price gouging.
Green Senator Nick McKim is with us. We're talking about taking a big stick to Australia's supermarket duopoly, Coles and Woolies. Senator, explain at this point, and I know it's early, but explain at this point how it would work.
Well, what we're proposing is that if corporations, and this power is not just limited to the supermarket sector, by the way, we're saying that there are other sectors in the economy where there is too much concentration of market power. So where a corporation misuses their market power, and that's a test that's already established in law in Australia, the ACCC, our corporate regulator, could apply to the courts for a divestiture order, and the court could order any remedy that it saw fit to correct that anti-competitive behaviour. So that could, for example, in the supermarket sector, require Coles and or Woolworths to sell a store or stores, perhaps in a particular area, or it could require them to divest a part of their business, like, for example, their home brands lines or a liquor business, for example, that they might own. So this is about ensuring that competition works as it should in the supermarket sector. And if we had a more competitive supermarket sector, there's no doubt in my mind we would have fairer prices for our farmers and fairer prices for our shoppers.
Senator, last question. I know our population is nowhere near that of the United States or in Europe, but there's more competition in the United States. Is there room for another big player?
Oh, look, I think there's room for more competition, and what that actually looks like would be determined by the market. But what we're proposing is not a controversial or radical proposition. As you've said, the US has got this power. In fact, it's been in place in the US since the 1890s. The UK has this power. And in fact, there are plenty of European countries right now, including Ireland, that are using divestiture powers to actually force more competition in their supermarket sectors in order to put downward pressure on food and grocery prices. So for the Greens, this is about putting the interests of people over and above the profits of corporations, and we really want to get this through the Parliament.
All right. Well, good luck, Senator. I think you'll have the support of the Conservatives. Have you had any feedback from the government?
Well, the government is making noises as if it's not going to support this, which is, if that's the case, it will be very disappointing because it will be the Prime Minister, Mr. Albanese, choosing to take the side of the big supermarket corporations who are raking in billions of dollars of profit over and above taking the side of millions of Australians who are getting some of the biggest shocks of their lives when they arrive with their supermarket trolleys at the checkouts.
All right, Senator, appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to The Night Shift around Australia.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Senator Nick McKim.